Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. At the end of the last episode, Doom's indestructible robots broke free and was heading toward the village in Latveria. Let's see if the Fantastic Four can stop them.
So we go on to the next issue, issue 86.
I'd like to talk about the cover first.
Okay,
that Sue is just magically on the cover. Yeah, she was, almost like we literally just left her looking at houses.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's with the Fantastic Four.
Well, I mean, she is part of the Fantastic Four. And maybe this is going to give a hint of her being in the issue again. I don't know.
Foreshadowing. It's like,
there's that, but we've had that happen before in other books. Where
somebody's supposed to be in a completely different place and then they just magically show up.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That shit happens. So the Fantastic Four is standing in the village. They are hearing the reports of the robots getting ready to attack, which, again, I find funny. Don't know how these guys found out. But the best part is, these two guys driving around in this clown car, one of them having a microphone that is attached to the back of the car, yelling, Dr. Doom is sending these robot army after us.
He totally paid these guys to do that.
I think he might have.
Hey, but before we get there, I'd like to go back to the first page. They're all supposed to be terrified. They, like, literally, at the mention of violence, they ran out of the other room, right?
I thought it was mentioned of their powers.
Oh, see, I thought he said the mere mention of violence.
Well, let's go check. They show no trace of violence. In fact, they recoil in fear at the very mention of the word. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so here we've got them on the attack. And if you look at everybody's face except for Ben, don't pay attention to Ben because he still looks like he's terrified. But Johnny literally looks like he's ready to throw down powers or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if, because they do get their powers back in this issue.
Yeah. Wait, dude, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
They'll find out here in like 20 minutes.
Exactly, but that's
maybe
20 minutes. They could have been on the edge of anticipation.
Or they can look it up because this is a 50-year comic.
Exactly, like, which
didn't
makes
they make
it
a couple
rare.
After that?
Dude, yeah.
Just a few, you know, yeah. Not like 700 or something.
You're like, no, they don't have their powers in the rest of them, though, so just so you're wondering.
They're kind of like the, you know, less fun four.
Yeah, I guess we're not fantastic, but we're friendly four.
So the village is looking towards the Fantastic Four because, like, you fought Doom and won before. How are you going to save us? What are you going to do? And the Four is just like, look, we'll do what we can, but we don't have our powers.
Here's the plan. You guys stand out in front of us.
You ever heard of a shield?
Yeah, we need shields.
Anyways, Doom TV pops out again.
Yeah.
And dude, I love how Reed's like, it's Doom. Like, who else is going to pop up on Doom TV?
In Doom's world.
It's Nick Fury. Hey, is that Spider-Man? Hey!
And he's, you know, Reed is accusing Doom of releasing these robots, and Doom's like, no, I didn't do this. They got out on their own. Like, I cannot control these guys. But if you can stop them, more power to you. This picture. He looks drunk.
Yeah.
So Doom...
Have you noticed also that, like, his mask goes from, like, a normal face to a frowny face to, like...
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like... The first time I just thought maybe they had messed up on it, but then afterwards it's like, nope, it keeps changing.
It's intentional.
What mood am I having today? And he opens up his cape and he's like, ah, happy face.
Well, that's no different than, what was it? Oh, Steel from The Death of Superman. The way his mask was that of, it was just an iron or a steel mask that covered his whole helmet, or steel helmet, similar to Iron Man.
Yeah.
But he showed expressions every time he talked, every time he frowned, every time he was mad, every time he smiled. Makes no sense, but comics.
Yeah.
But yeah, this picture is of Dr. Doom. He is basically saying that everybody is helpless, and even the Fantastic Four...
can never find...
Especially because of the hypno... What he calls a hypno-persuader. You know, it's like the effects of that will wear off soon, but by that time they'll be too late and they'll be dead. You know, he's putting all of his... It seems like he's putting all of his eggs in this basket to get rid of the Fantastic Four. Like, the minute they came into Latveria, he couldn't give a damn about the rest of his subjects. He has to kill Reed Richards. Because Reed Richards is better than him. And no one's better than Dr. Doom.
Except for Reed Richards.
And so, even though the robots did get out of control... He was still going to destroy the village. Like,
it's all part of the plan.
Yeah.
He's like, no one's making it out alive. Let's just keep it like that. I feel like, what would you do, though, if you went to, like, a Dr. Doom, and he was just like, I'm going to give you an interview. You're like, what's your health insurance policy? And they're like, oh, we don't worry about that. We'll get into that later.
Health insurance. Well, yeah. After 90 days, you're fine. Yeah. Oh, it says here that most of your people quit after 89 days.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's, exactly.
Don't worry about that.
Because obviously he doesn't care about it. He just pip-slapped that one.
Yeah, the robot guard is saying that the indestructible robots have entered the tunnel leading the village. You know, not even us, your Imperial Guard, could stop it. And
yeah
he pip-slapped him.
Yeah, like,
how dare you speak to me? Yeah.
How dare you address me without leave? And then he walks into the room that these robots were, the indestructible ones were in, to see all the damage. Like, they just tore apart whatever they were caged in and all the guards to go with it.
But fortunately, they have a weakness that's only known to Dr. Doom.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
But then again, Reed Richards is smart. Smarter than Doom. He'll figure it out. And that's what Doom's worried about. Because he knows Reed is smarter than him. He knows Reed will figure it out.
We're better than you, and we know it.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So these robots are, they finally get out of the tunnels and they're outside of the village. Thing and Johnny are able to see them coming, and Johnny's going to try his best to, or Thing is going to try his best to stop him, even though he doesn't have any his strength left, as Johnny rushes back to Reed to tell him
no
what's going on.
No crummy robot's
going
to make me holler, Uncle. We also heard about Aunt Petunia a couple times in this episode, too.
He said, he says Aunt Petunia all the time. He says Yancey Street.
Like, yeah.
Yonkers. All that good New York lingo.
The boogie down.
So, dude, this indestructible robot, he smashes with one shot.
Because he's a Thing. And
okay, but what I'm saying is, though, these are the indestructible robots that only Dr. Doom knows that. And then,
but what happens as soon as he destroys them?
Yeah, the pieces start beating him up.
Yeah.
Which was Halsey. Oh, I forgot the parts would attack you too.
Well, the only reason he forgot that was because what he saw in Fury's room was purple, and these guys are green. So he just
obviously there's no correlation.
I just like how the foot is kicking him in the shin. Like, take it, man. Take it.
Brutal.
Well, yeah, and then the arm is holding him down, and
exactly what the hell is the arm holding him down to?
Does it have a propeller or a thruster or something?
That's what I'm saying, though. Yeah, and even if they did, how would they have the force to hold back the thing? And then, like,
I have strength thing right now.
All right, fair enough.
Well, he's got his strength back because he was able to one punch demolish the thing to pieces.
One punch.
Because he even says right here, like, as soon as he hits him, hey, what do you know? Looks like I got a hunk of my blue eyed strength back. Not all of it, but
it's coming.
Yeah. Still,
but it doesn't apparently look like he's afraid of violence either.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's no
violence. And again, Johnny lays down some cover fire.
Yep. And it's because the hypnosis is wearing off. So they're able to finally get a little bit of their stuff back. And I guess this was, I was going to say first wave, but it was just one robot.
Yeah.
Because Johnny and the Thing are able to rush back to Reed and Crystal. Where they're hiding.
Before any of the other robots get anywhere.
Yeah. I guess that cover fire holds them off for a while. Apparently.
Yeah, that and, like, you know, that was their, like, they paper, rock, scissors to see which robot was going to go fight first. And he lost. They're like, all right, dude, you got to go. Go on. Go.
But back to the robot thing. I like how Doom's little servants a couple pages back, they decide, like, hey, we're just going to leave. Like, drop your weapons. We're leaving. We've been programmed to protect, but we're leaving. We're making our own decisions.
Yeah, we're getting the flock.
They can't do shit against these robots.
Gotta go, guys. Sorry.
So then in the next couple panels, you know, we get the, where the fuck did these villagers get these weapons
at?
That.
Where was that?
Oh, we discovered an armament hidden by Dr. Doom.
Stupid Doom.
Well, and then, who was it? Doom said he has, at one point in the first or second issue, Doom says that his robots and his weapons are around when he needs them.
Yeah.
So, I missed that the first time through. Mm. But yeah, so, because this guy is holding this giant, looks like a fucking...
I actually think he's
Star Wars now?
Yeah.
Star Wars pistol?
It's something. It's just, I don't know, it's a fucking laser gun. It's giant.
It looks like.
And then the other guys have pistols, and they're all posted up, all around each other, you know, in one big pile like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Don't spread out.
Concentrate your fire by standing closer together.
Don't shoot till you see the white of their eyes.
They don't have any eyes.
No, don't shoot. Don't shoot.
But the robots come. They start attacking. The robots attack. They start tearing apart these guns and the villagers. Reed is... What's he trying to do?
Lay across something.
Hold off as long as he can. The longer we wait, the stronger we'll be. So he's trying to help...
Operation Meat Shield.
Yep. He's pushing it. It's his agenda. He's pushing Meat Shield. Yeah.
He's like, all right, look, you villagers, trust me. If you guys stay there for a little long enough and die a little bit more, we can take the rest of them.
Well, two more steps to the right.
Well, that's the thing, because Reed, the villagers are looking toward the Fantastic Four to save them. And they're doing what they can, but they also know that the Four don't have their powers.
But do they know that?
They do know that. Because I'm pretty sure most of them were in on keeping them sedated.
Fair enough.
I could be wrong. Those could have just been Doom's henchmen sitting there. I don't know.
What are you doing in my restaurant? Just feed these to them. Oh, well, I mean, okay.
Speaking of feeding, we have Dr. Doom sitting in his castle, having his lunch, I guess, brought to him. Sitting there with his binoculars, just watching on.
Fucking perv.
Yeah. And, I love how Hotman's just like, with respect to Doom, it is never wise to underestimate the Fantastic Four. Have you not given the robots one weakness, one Achilles heel? So long as Richards lives, there is the chance he may discover it. And Doom's like, then he will no longer live. Like, send everybody to him. Like, he needs to die so he cannot figure it out. That being said, at the exact same time, one of the robots comes busting through one of the walls, one of the buildings, at Reed. And that's when he gets his full power back, like, just instantly.
Dude, I love this. Like, he tries to run away, and he grabs hold of the top of this tower to, like, stretch himself out of the way. Mm-hmm. And then, oh no, he's got my legs.
But then he ends up tearing apart, the roof off.
Yeah, and there's this device in there.
Yep, and he...
Lucky day.
Yeah,
He ratchets this thing and it stops the robot.
It doesn't stop the robot. It controls the ground.
Oh, that's right.
So he...
It did a trap, a
trap door. Immobilizing ray.
So he found... Well, what he found was the device for the whole town, apparently.
That controls everything in the town.
That Doom put in the middle of town. Because why the fuck not?
Because, you know, that's... As opposed to having all the controls right there in your base where you're already watching everything from, you should probably have it down in town. That way you have to go in between the, you know, indestructible robots to get to it. It shows you're a real man.
Oh. I'm sure it's just a secondary device that he forgot about.
Uh-huh. No! Reed found everything I planted in the town to help them! Damn you!
You mean they found the armory? What?
Dude!
Found the armory, found the controls.
It's like, did you not remember we put a sign that said armory?
Oh my gosh. Open 2 to 10. It's 11:30.
Oh no! So, Doom, you know, because Doom apparently has plans, he's like, if by some inconceivable mischance the Fantastic Four do defeat my little army, it will not avail them nothing. It will avail them nothing.
There you go.
Sorry.
Double negative.
Yep, it happens. For even if I lose, I win. Observe the model in my target village. Hotman's like, yeah, I've seen it many times. And then Doom hits like a switch.
It lifts from the ground, and it's got like, okay, if anybody's ever played Minecraft, it literally looks like somebody attached fucking Minecraft TNT to the bottom of this village. I mean, I've done this before.
Oh, yeah. No, I have too.
You're blowing up your own village.
No, it's other people's villages. Oh. Like, you know how you actually have the villagers in there?
Oh, God.
They're all like, hrr. And then you just blow
them. I've never played this, so I'm intrigued.
We went underneath the village, like one layer under the village, and literally lined the whole thing with dynamite. It was beautiful.
So, yeah. So, Doom lights this dynamite underneath this model city, which I guess
doesn't blow up.
To him lighting the dynamite that apparently is hitting under the big city. But these are giant sticks of dynamite. Like, I don't fuck... Like, this thing doesn't blow up. I don't get it.
They're just oversized sparklers.
Basically.
Yeah, that's what
this
says.
This is just a model. The explosive will not detonate. A pity I cannot say as much for the tons of nitroglycerin so cleverly hidden beneath its real-life counterpart. Then how... What? Like, he had this shit set up? to light down there too?
Well, you know, he knew it was going to happen eventually, that, you know, he was going to have to blow up this village, because sometimes, as you know, a tyrannical despot, you get bored. And, I mean, dude, like I just said, I blew up a village in Minecraft. I mean, I can understand where he's going with
he's
this.
He's bored, he's tired of his peasants, his servants. Yeah. Like, that's on to something bigger and better.
It's sad because, you know, there's some pretty cool architecture there in town.
Oh, yeah, because it's a European town. Like,
exactly.
The shit's beautiful looking. But what ends up happening is Reed is able to convince everybody to go back to the center town, center building. I'm not entirely sure. Just a building in town. And he is using this control device that is controlling the town. And he opens up a hidden turbulence pressure engine.
Basically, it throws all the robots into the bottomless lake.
It's a giant fan. Yeah,
and this, the bottomless lake. This was their only weakness.
That was it.
This was it.
Swimming.
No. Throwing them into the bottomless lake.
They're not buoyant.
Well, no, they're robots.
But if it would have had a bottom on it, they would have been able to walk out. Because it's the bottomless lake, they couldn't get out. That was their one weakness.
See, I took it as just water in general.
If it was just water in general, I'd take a piss on one.
I was like, that was their Achilles heel. That was it. They knew it.
So, Doom sees that, and he's frustrated. But perfect timing, because now the city blows up
out. This right here, he's like, this time they cannot escape. Don't do it, Excellency. No, think of the people. My subjects, I forgot. It's too late. The village is no more.
Yeah, now he's worried about his subjects.
Well, like I told you, dude, he forgets that, you know, he needs these people to boss around. Otherwise, you know, what's he going to do? Boss around one doctor and a bunch of robots? Where's the fun in that?
Well, and the artist.
Yeah, but none of those people, you know, get in the shower cam view. So
I mean, that's true. That. Good point. But what ends up happening is Doom looks out the window and sees that a small section is still standing because Sue shows up.
But wait. You got to remember, Reed's like, it's as though some miraculous force field. But no, there's only one who could. It isn't possible. The invisible girl, her force field saved us. Oh, I must be dreaming.
Ooh, come closer.
I was so worried. I insisted that Colonel Fury tell me where you were.
How did she even know Fury had him?
Didn't he tell Fury?
There's no correspondence.
Women's intuition.
Huh. That's a good thing. That's a good point, too. Reed did say he needed to get home to his new baby.
Yeah.
So maybe Fury did let Susan know.
That's not a Nick Fury thing to do.
Well, that's not now Fury thing to do.
How'd she get past the magnet road?
Oh, that's easy. They
actually flew her in.
Oh, okay. They chopped her in.
They airdropped her in invisible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, now the Fantastic Four is the Furious Five, so they're going to go and take care of Dr. Doom and hopefully wrap everything up.
It says down there at the bottom, the next, the wrap-up.
Yeah, well, because Thing says, you know, what does it say?
Let's go tackle Doom. Let's
tackle Doom, so. And I didn't know how to end this issue. It's whatever.
Yeah, it was kind of boring.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Fantastic Four story. We'll be right back.